I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Saturday, May 31st. Today, the Earth, Sun, and Moon line up, with the Moon in the middle, so that the Moon passes directly in front of the Sun.
But the Moon won't completely blot the Sun from view. That's because today the Moon is too far away in its elliptical orbit around Earth to appear large enough in our sky to cover the Sun completely. Apogee, or the Moon's farthest point from Earth for this month, was 3 days ago. So today at mid-eclipse, the outer edges of the Sun will appear in a ring around the Moon. We're not talking here about the fiery solar corona, or outer atmosphere of the Sun, seen in a total solar eclipse, but about the actual edges of the body of the Sun itself.
This is an annular or ring eclipse. It's essentially a partial eclipse, because at no time will observers be able to look at the Sun without special filters. Still, today's event will be very interesting to those few who are standing in the path of annularity. That path sweeps some far northern regions of Earth's globe, across Greenland and Iceland. Meanwhile, a deep partial eclipse with no central annularity will be seen from Western Europe and parts of Russia.
And an even less dramatic eclipse will be visible in Alaska, the Canadian Arctic, and even as far south as the Middle East. We have more information about this eclipse at our website at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.